Thank you, Mr. President. To us, and perhaps the majority of the developing states, the right to development is about addressing deep-rooted historical injustices, promoting fair global economic practices, and ensuring that nations have the freedom to pursue development in a way that is tailored to their own needs and contexts. It reflects a desire for greater autonomy, equality, and justice in a global system that has historically favored certain parts of the world, largely to the detriment of developing nations. The unwillingness of many Western countries to fully recognize and implement this right has only deepened the divide between us. The legacy of colonialism, resource extraction, unfair trade policies, and unilateral coercive measures had left negative effects on the Global South. Despite the undeniable importance of the Declaration on the Right to Development, the West's continued and willful refusal to acknowledge it as a binding and enforceable right has become a blatant obstruction. As a result, over three decades have passed with absolutely no progress in advancing this crucial cause. We would argue that the right to development does not threaten the global order, but rather seeks to correct its imbalances. This resistance ignores the simple fact that development is not a zero-sum game. We believe that promoting the development of the Global South can, if given the opportunity, create a more prosperous, stable, and equitable world for all. I thank you.